Chapter 2. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 13. Once they were in the taxi, Jane said to Tyrone, "I thought you said 5. It's already 5:30. Jane was a little annoyed. He'd told her it wouldn't be a late night, and now she was going to get home half an hour later since they were already behind time. He shook his head, staring at the phone in his hands. "Sorry, I've just texted everyone, and they're all there waiting." "They should be, because we're late." She folded her arms across her chest and stared out the window. "I hope this isn't a thing where someone jumps out of a cake, or I get a strippergram or something like that." "The girls just want to do something nice for you. Has anyone ever done anything nice for you?" She stared at him, wondering how to answer him. When he stared back at his phone, she pushed her dark hair behind her ears. Pulling his eyes from his phone, Tyrone smiled at her and grabbed her hand. She cleared her throat and then pulled her hand back. "Are we going far?"
"Just around the corner," he said. "We could have walked there, but I thought in your condition you would have preferred to go by cab."
"That's right. I've never liked walking, even when I wasn't in this condition," she joked.
"Here we are."
He paid the cab driver and then raced around to open the car door for her. She stepped out to see a wine bar restaurant where she'd been with the girls once before. "I like this place."
"That's why we're here," he said, guiding her out of the car.
They walked in and joined the girls, who had a booth to one side of the room. Then she spotted short, balding Derek sitting on the outermost seat and grinning like a fool. Derek jumped up and greeted her with a kiss on the cheek, and the girls followed his lead. When they were seated, Tyrone asked everyone,
"Have we got drinks ordered?"
"Yeah, we've got drinks coming,"
one of the girls said.
"Good."
Tyrone turned to Jane, who had just sat down.
"What would you like?"
"Lime and soda for me, thanks."
Once they each had a drink in their hands, Tyrone said,
"Now for the big surprise. I won't waste any time, since I'm already in trouble for being late. Here's to Jane."
He pulled a white envelope out of his pocket and handed it to her.
"What's this?" she asked, turning it over and looking for some clue to what it was.
Derek, her nemesis, was the only one who answered.
"Everyone's chipped in, and we're sending you on a vacation."
He sat there looking pleased with himself. By the smile on Derek's face, she knew exactly what was going on. He'd set her up. Time away from work was the worst thing right now. What would happen to the O'Connor account? Once Jane looked at all the smiling faces staring at her and waiting for a reaction, she smiled. Maybe she could do with a little time away from everything. She hoped the vacation might be a Mediterranean cruise, or maybe a cabin on a beach island.
"Open it up and see," Tyrone said.
"I will. Thank you, everyone. This is such a lovely surprise."
She'd pretend to go along with it, and then she'd find some way to get out of it. Unless, of course, it was a Mediterranean cruise, or a cruise around the Greek islands. She opened the envelope and pulled out a card. She read that it was a stay at a bed and breakfast in Lancaster County. It seemed like Derek wanted her far, far away.
"A B&B. Lovely."
She put on her best false smile and looked around at the girls.
"Thank you."
Tyrone said, "Did you see how long it's for?"
"Please don't be for more than a week."
"Oh, no, I didn't." Jane looked down at the card again and calculated the dates to see that it was a whole 4 weeks long.
4 weeks?
She looked across at Tyrone and knew her face said it all.
"You need it."
He swallowed a mouthful of his drink.
"What's more, I'm paying you for this vacation, and I'm not including it in your vacation bank. You'll still be entitled to another 4 weeks' vacation as per your employment package."
"Thank you."
She smiled because she knew Tyrone thought he was doing something nice.
"You'll enjoy the peace and quiet."